This week's reading is from the book of God's Revelation. On the 18th day of the month of April, in the year 1982, it being Easter Sunday in the Second Advent Church calendar, a day that commemorated the resurrection of Jesus, the man went to the north sanctuary consecrated to God, and he climbed the first mount to the summit, a mile above the level of the sea, and looked at the golden-hued sun, now high in the blue sky. Observing the brightness whence God extends his power over the earth, and gathering in the light of the giver of life visible to all people, the man was enveloped in a mantle of flame. And uttering a sacred prayer, he yoked the sun, making it stand still, as one of the sons of God ordained to live the way, knowledgeable in holy law and having reverence for divine order. The man sought the true sun, the abode of God, who has fixed his word in heaven and made it shine as his image. And the lesser sun of the day opened its guardian-like rays as a gateway to another world. Entering, the man saw the true light created by God, shining as a greater sun, a spirit-sustaining illumination. And his soul was enraptured by the breath of God stirring the inner flame of his spiritual being. And a whirlwind descended over him with a rush of air, turning the pages of a small book, a copy of scripture he held in his hand, and tearing out a leaf. And the man clasped the leaf to prevent it from being blown away. Caught up in the spirit of God's Ruah, the man looked upon the many-rayed light of God's image, fashioned into four great sun-like lights, revolving around the central true light of the one God manifest, a divine presence. And the word of the Lord incarnate in the man's spirit spoke, saying, "No words formed out of your mind, inspired of my word as revealed in my image, that you pen with hand, will capture, express, or describe that spoken by the voice of God, mind and flesh being but a shadow or an image of spirit now dead in the world, are incapable of comprehending the language of spirit. Write, notwithstanding this inability, a book of the revelations. Open the seals. Interpret what was hidden to the people of the earth, for I would that they understand." Neither prophet, nor seer, nor Messiah, inspired of my image and word in former times, was commanded to write down these revelations. For not knowing the day nor the hour of my second appearance, they were restrained. With my advent, I am pleased to declare you, revealer and lawgiver, empowered by my image and word manifest in the light of my presence. Interpret sacred law. Open scripture sealed from times of old. Proclaim my church. Say unto the people of the earth that God has made a new covenant with them, not like those covenants made in former times, but a new covenant for those who serve. Say unto them that God has manifested his image that shines as a sun, illuminating the world of spirit. God's word is within that image, impressing every spirit with truth from the realm of heaven. Say unto all peoples that God's light shines day and night, to awaken all spirits from their slumber, to give them eyes to see God's image and hear his word. Say unto the peoples that a new creation has dawned, first as the word, then as the image spreading divine light over the darkness of the earth. Say unto them that the sun of the earth is not the sun of heaven, yet God's sun shines both in heaven and on earth to be seen by all who live the way. Say unto the peoples of the earth that God's holy word is written in their spirits, made in the image of God. Say unto them that God did not create the earth, neither did he give life to mortal flesh. Both earth and flesh are made in the image of darkness and are ruled by evil. Say unto the peoples that God wills that every person turn from the ways of the earth and of darkness to the one way of God's holy light and sacred law. Say unto the peoples of the earth that God has created a new light where no light was at all. Say unto them that God's heavenly light gives life where there was no life at all, a deathless nourishment of spirit recreated by the image and made a reasoning soul by the word. Say unto all peoples that God's heavenly light cures the diseased spirits of the living and raises the spirits of the dead that are at the rest like seeds waiting the sparkling waters of new life. Say unto them that God wills all people to cease from hostile acts, wars, strife, rivalry, and worldly ways, for these things are a blight upon the soul. Say unto the peoples that God wills that all live the way as revealed to his prophet for the sake of their souls. All worldly ways are offensive to God. Say unto all that with God's appearance in the heavens, every human act is henceforth judged. Say that God sheds blessings over the children of light who long to know their Creator, and judgment over the children of darkness who seek after evil things. In ancient times, the revealers of religious truths spoke in words and wrote in letters that expressed their understanding of the divine. Those revealed words uttered by tongue and written by hand are not the word of God. No man of flesh can speak for God. No page can imprison his word. Say unto the people of the earth, this, you are of the Christian faith, the branch of the earlier Hebrew remnant under my servant Jesus. Because of this, the voice of God speaks to your spirit in familial terms. By the seed of his image and word, according to the spirit and not according to the flesh, God will father a new people brought out of the scattered peoples of the earth. And my people shall be the branch spoken of from olden times, and they shall be everlasting. The ill-advised believe that God became flesh because my word was incarnate in Jesus, who was cloaked in my image. They make man a god, offering up hymns and sacrifices, adoring him and soliciting his aid in all things of the world. Such are without godly counsel. They follow the ways of darkness, wickedness, and evil, for they make an image of man and worship it. The ill-advised proclaim that my word is locked up in Scripture. They believe that a book contains the revealed word of God. Such mock me as they have mocked my servants, whom I sent into the world to instruct the righteous. Say unto the Christians and people of every religion, that the one God of all has revealed unto the world the true light of his image, wherein dwell the immortals, both of heaven and earth, who are established in a living communion with the word of sacred law. Say unto them that the one true form of worship of God is the incarnation of the image and the word, for the recreation of the spirit as a living soul under divine order. Unless one repent of the ways of the world and live the way of God, one is not made in the image of God, nor is God's word written in that person's soul. Only by living the way does the spirit arise an immortal soul, free from the fate of mortal flesh. Say that mortal flesh is made after the image of a fallen angel called Satan, the father of untruth, who makes all believe that the mortal world was fashioned by God. Satan is the same fallen angel who opposed my messenger Jesus, in whom my image and word were incarnate. Satan, with wicked men, wrought the crucifixion of Jesus. My son Jesus revealed the way of sacred law. He testified of his preexistence as an angel of light and of the one means of salvation in God as true Redeemer, Savior, Restorer, and Creator of the heavenly worlds of light to which all the created are heir. My image and word manifest in the heavens call out to the spirits of all people gone astray under the influence of darkness that rules the world. My image is light, and within the light is my word written by my living hand. When the light of my image illuminates the spirit is fashioned a living soul and is endowed with knowledge of the divine by my word, which is its heavenly instructor. Say unto all peoples that God is teacher of his created by the light of his image and word. Say unto all that it is only when the spirit is darkened that men and women seek God's word in scripture and turn to false images and false worship. None of these things of themselves give life to anything at all, nor do they nurture the spirit that hungers and thirsts for the divine. As all living things turn to the Son for light and life, let the Spirit turn to the light of God's spiritual Son. In former ages, prophets and sages, inspired of the image and the word, sought to instruct the inhabitants of the world in the way of sacred law and divine order. They revealed the existence of the Spirit, genitor of the present race as it existed before its debasement by the incarnation of darkness. My sages and prophets left a living record of their teachings that were later put to the written word by their beloved disciples. To preserve the purity of the teachings, the sages and prophets kept to themselves the hidden teachings which human writing and speech cannot understand. Later generations who possess the written words have preached from the scrolls, mimicking the word of God in their ignorance of the way. They have instructed their adherents by false authority established by human law. They have taught that the ways of the flesh are evil. They have suppressed the female and blamed her for the misery of man's ways. They have taught that human procreation is wicked, yet without it the race would surely perish. They have taught the people to fear me, saying that the author of the world is God, who has inflicted them with misery and who has turned away from them at the advent of evil and wickedness. They have worshipped my servants as gods, put words into their mouths, and claimed divine origin for these words. All such things are the result of the evil counsel of Satan, who has degraded the race and made the peoples degenerate and heirs to death. Say unto the peoples who dwell on the earth that all such religious belief is the result of error and false doctrine, the product of distorted mind ruled by darkness and incapable of understanding divine doctrines. The same distortion of mind has produced humanistic societies that reject the existence of spirit. Say unto the peoples that God created man immortal like the angels. This has been revealed and taught by prophets inspired of my image and word. But the peoples were corrupted by darkness, and they turned away from this truth. Thus the righteous became unrighteous. Man lost his immortality because of the knowledge of evil, the same knowledge that transformed the universe to darkness, bestowed by fallen angels. And in following this dark knowledge, man has become part of Satan's transitory universe. He rejects the spiritual source from which that universe evolved. Man's immortality is gained not in the world of darkness, where instability rules, but in God's world of light lit by eternal spirit, a world where man and angel are nurtured by the divine presence. Say unto the peoples of the earth that that which is perceived in mortal life is not the world of God, who created the true world of spirit. God's world is eternal. The observed transitory universe is like the observer. It is mortal and must cease to exist. The true world of spirit is perceived by the spirit of man, created in the image of the true, and that image is nurtured on God's word, as are the angels of heaven. No earthly nourishment makes mortal man immortal. No earthly image can be of God. No human writing declares the word of God. No human speech can reveal the divine light. The soul's only instructor is God, who speaks the word out of the image of light. Say unto them that God appears out of the midst of mortal chaos as the image and the word incarnate in the sun of every world system for the ultimate transformation of the universe. All souls may turn to that image and word by living the way revealed. Say unto the dwellers in darkness that God is a living God and is not to be confined to human writing or human speech, nor is he to be relegated to those past ages that man has enshrined as holy. Say that God restores the spirit as a living soul, luminous as the sun, incarnate with the image and word. Those so restored form an eternal race, chosen of God as immortal spirits, and not as earth dwellers ruled over by Satan. Say that the way of the soul has been revealed by the dawning of God's light in the heavens for their salvation and redemption from a world existing in flagrant violation of sacred law and divine order.